morning, Mid East. I want to thank you, Charlie, Baggy, and every one of you for the opportunity. I love you too. I personally select this subject because this is my thought. For everyone in this room, you have the belief. Otherwise, you won't be here. And you are willing to work. Otherwise, you won't be here. What separates you from success probably is the ability to choose the right action to take or the discipline to continue to take action until you see the result. That's why we're going to talk about result-producing activities today. Now, what are the result-producing activities? Obviously, it's the activities will bring you the result. So let's talk about result first. What result we're looking for? Obviously, ongoing residual income, for sure. What is ongoing residual income? The income gonna set you free, not just for you to be able to buy stuff. Complete time freedom, complete. You do whatever you want, whenever you want, with the person you want. When your family needs you, you can be there. You don't have to call a person called boss. Healthy lifestyle. Remain healthy, live healthy, not just physically, mentally, spiritually. And be a contributor. Make a difference. Don't we all want to make a difference? Make a difference for our families, make the difference for our communities, make a difference for the societies. That's the way we're choosing shop.com to do. Now, how to achieve this result? Obviously, result-producing activities. Used to be three, now at shopping annuity, four of them. Let's begin with the end in mind. This is the difference between business, running a business, and show up as an employee. When you're running a business, you have to constantly ask yourself, why am I doing this? On job, you don't have to. That's your boss's job. You basically show up, follow the order, and get done. But on the business, you have to ask yourself, why am I taking this action? What I try to achieve? You have to start with the result in your mind. Let's talk about them one by one. The most fundamental one, obviously, is use and share the products. It is a business. Forget about market America. Let's talk about business in general. Doesn't matter you sell aircraft or you sell hot dogs or you cut hairs. It's the same thing. For business owner to make money, you either provide services or products have to change in hands. Correct? So therefore, in market America, we provide products. So what's the end? What's the we try to achieve to use and share products? Not just for us, ourselves to remain healthy, it's to build customer shares, have customers. No business can survive without customers. No. Market America probably is the only one out there only require you to have 10 to 15 customers. However, the 10 to 15 customers, one, have to be repeated customers. Second, the reason we only require 10 to 15 is because all the business volume is accumulated 100%. My customer is yours, your customer is mine. But that's the foundation, that's the beginning of building a healthy business. Serve customers. We have 20 to 30% retail profit margin on every bottle of the products. Whether how that profit can occur because of the service you provide. So we are not just a salesperson behind the counter at GNC and recommend something and just execute the sales. We have to provide services, one-to-one marketing. You have to know your customers. You find the best products and to serve that customer. Bottom line, someone have to physically, healthy-wise, financially benefit for us to make money. You don't just dump the products on some customers because you need a BV. We have to serve them. They have to benefit from our products. Generated revenues. There are elite group of the company called the Fortune 500 company. How they select that 500 companies? By profit or by revenue? By revenue. Without revenue, the profit won't last, won't stay. In this business, every product has a revenue attached called what? BV, business volume. As a matter of fact, Market America provides two kinds of revenues, BV and IBV. That's why you should order products in the both categories. You have to watch your BV bank and the IBV bank at the same time because that's the two kinds of revenue Market America offers. Why you cut short only earn one kinds of money if they offer two? How to use and sell products. Now we understand the why we're promoting use and sell products. What's the why? One, build the customer shares. Second, serve customers. Third, generate revenues. Now how? How are we gonna achieve that? Use products on a daily basis. The buzzword is daily. You're not using the products when you remember. You're not using the products on a weekly basis. It's daily basis. We represent how good our products are. I always say, if you're overweight, Market America is overweight. If you don't wear makeup, Market America don't wear makeup. People see Market America through who we are, what we represent. That's why using the products on a daily basis. Now, carry the products video. Have some products video at all time. Why? Branding yourself. Marketing strategies. You see all these brand name company has logos. LV, Chanel, what's that for? Branding, marketing, same thing. Create visibilities. People see that, they know right away which companies that represent. In this business, I encourage my partners to wear a Market America shirt. You represent this business. That's your business. You carry your products with you. And then also, another reason you want to carry products on a daily basis all the time is you want to create curiosities. You want the people ask you instead of you approaching them. They ask you, what's that yellow thing you're drinking? What's that green yucky stuff you're drinking, you're putting in the bottle? That's how I got my two, three partners, by drinking products in front of them. So they ask questions. You want people approaching you. You win already 50% when they're approaching you, ask you questions. What is that? What are you wearing? What's that thing? The lipsticks with a little mirror on it. I never see it. So cool. Share the story, testimonials. In building Market America, I'm creating my own stories, health-wise, financial-wise, personal growth-wise, and everyone in this room, everyone in this company create his own stories. And then guess what? We share our stories. Mine become yours, yours become mine. And then we influence people around us, and they want to be part of it because they want to create their own stories as well. When we say stories, they always represent good stuff, right? Otherwise, we don't call stories. Leverage social medias. When you're using some product, like you bring a digest enzyme to a restaurant and you hand out and you pull the yellow drinks and you put on social medias. You create visibilities. People are gonna ask you, what is that yellow thing in everybody's glasses? Leverage social media. We're living in 2017. Social media is not a trend anymore, it's just life. Products parties. I'm new in the business, I really want promoting these products, but I really don't have the knowledge, and I'm scared. I'm shy, I don't know what to say. Leverage your team. Get your team together, run the parties. You can run all different theme of parties, wellness, beauty 101, beauty from inside out, you know, all that, cardiovascular prevention, you know, all that different theme of the products parties. Get people to, when we say party, we're not talking about 100 people or 30 people. It can be 3, 4, 5. Let's talk about the second thing. Implement and sharing shopping annuity. Shopping annuity is a game changer. And what's the why? What do you want to complete or achieve by complete shopping annuity? Convert spending into earning. Nobody gonna say no to that, first of all. This changes the dynamic of the business. When I started Market America 15 years ago, for every two-on-one, you sit down, you show them 45 years plan, so miserable, and then you bring up a better one, 2 to 3 years. And then you show the 5 steps and where the money come from. It take what, hour, maybe 2 hours. That still works, because people still have jobs. But there's another, even easier approaching, is the shopping annuity, convert spending into earning. You probably meet a lot of people who don't make any money, but you never see anybody who don't spend money, right? If there is a way can convert every dollar he spent into a business investment, can turn every minute he spent on the smartphone into a business building minutes, why not? Why not? So convert spend, you need, I don't care whether you complete the shopping annuity or not, that is a new approaching to let people understand what you are doing. It goes beyond BV, IBV, 1500 or 3000. It's about business. The fundamentals of the business already changed. Expand the customer base. 15 years building this business. If you ask me, have you ever made any mistakes? Yes, there's one. At the beginning of the year, there were many, not just one. I'm sorry, I take it back. Tons of mistakes. But there's one really standing out was, my retail sucks. My team knows. All right, I just use a lot, but that's not my strength. And so since I don't retail well, I try to like avoid it, pretend it's not there. My first couple years, I never promoting retail. I'm promoting personal use. Luckily, I realized that's a huge problem. Jeopardize the foundation of my business, so I switched right away. And pushing everybody, customer is important, that's become a retail-driven organization. When JR rolled out this shopping annuity about 2 years ago, you know, one thing I realized immediately is customer is more important now than before. 10 times. Our customer used to be all time, people who has a health challenge. There's a need, That's why, no wonder, we didn't have Gene Wise back then. You guys are too young, too healthy. There's no need. But nowadays, everybody can be our customers. Not just the people who has a health challenge. Anybody who has a buying power, who spend money, can be your customer. That's why my 16-year-old is my customer, my best customer. So our customer category is, really goes beyond people who has a healthy health challenge. Increase revenues. I already touched on that. We have two kinds of revenue now. Used to run market and markets commission check used based on the BV. Now it's BV and IBV. So your revenue basically can double. When I started Market America, one store, 1 week, earning capped at $2,100 per week. Now, with a shopping annuity, with a management bonus, it goes to $4,200 per week. 100% increase. Can you give me a second company, another business can do this? Can double your income without building an extra organization. Business become natural and easier. It's no brainer. If I can save money, why not? Right? At least you open the door for them to see, not bad, makes sense. It's not like before. No, one of those things. Identify true business partners and increase efficiency. This is very important. Kevin mentioned on a Friday night that one of the major mistakes people make is they spend the time on the wrong people. I don't want to spend the time on the wrong people, but the problem is I don't know who is right, who is wrong. People don't come in with letters on their forehead. I'm go now. You know, I'm going to quit 2 years later. Don't spend time on me. We don't know better. But now with the shopping annuity, you know right away. Right? I know there are many people out there, you have not completed shopping annuity yet. That's all right. You're still my partners. For the people you have not completed shopping annuity yet, you're still my partners. But my job is, let's sit down, let's find a solution. I think I missed. Oh, yeah. Okay, sit down and find a solution. That's complete shopping annuity the following quarter. For the people, for the partner already completed shopping annuity, I know they are the go nows because they want it. Why I know? They put their time and the money into the business. Their heart goes with the money, all right? If they're willing to invest all that money into this shopping annuity, I know their heart is in this business. And they deserve my time. So now, right away, I know who I'm going to spend 80% of my time on. Right away. Before, back in the old days, the way I increase my efficiency is I know who buy tickets. I only work with the people who buy tickets. For the people who don't buy tickets, I say hi, I be nice. But now, it's shopping annuity is another, kind of like a criteria. All right, it's another criteria. It's really help you to know where you're spending your time with. However, I think I'm going to talk this next screen. How? Changing your own shopping habits. Instead of hitting on the malls or stores, you click an order. Instead of carrying all that shopping bags, you have all the boxes. I basically have boxes come to my house almost every day now. And build and expand your customer share. So once again, the definition of customer now is not limited to the people who has a health challenge. It's everybody who has buying power, who spend money. That almost is everybody. Use other people's money to complete the shopping annuity. For the partners out there, you have not completed the shopping annuity. Tell me, what's the true reason? It's because you don't believe or because you really don't have the money. Be honest. It's the money, isn't it? If you give me 5,000 every quarter, why not? I was computer shopping annuity. Nobody don't like spend money. Everybody does. The problem is I don't have the money to spend. But the business is not require your own money. What is a business? You use other people's money to finance your shopping annuity. That's go back to what I just said. Customer is 10 times important nowadays than before. Share and duplicate. Share and duplicate. Whatever you do in market and market, I don't care you compete shopping quarter after quarter, quarter after quarter. If you are the only one doing that in your organization, it's really not a big deal. Everything in market America is about duplications. It's about duplications. Thinking about the shopping annuity, 500 BV, forget about $3,000 spending. You even don't have to complete the shopping annuity. You can increase your income in very short of time with much less of the partners on the list. Think about a shopping annuity. What's the requirement for BV-wise? 500 BV every month, correct? 1,500 every quarter, that is 500 every month. Now, I would rather you to do 125 BVs every week. Order products on a weekly basis. Who talked about this yesterday? Cardi or Steve? Order products on a weekly basis. Why? Why we order products on a weekly basis? Market America pay us weekly, all right? Market America pay us weekly. You have to max out their pay. So weekly, 125 BV per week. You times four, that's 500 BV per month. Now, if you have two partners on the left, two partners on the right, we talk about monthly. 500, 500, that's 1,000. 500, 5,000, 500, that's 1,000. Plus the 500 you order, you can place down. You can make $300 every month. $300 every month. 300 is not a big deal, but every month is a very big deal. All you need is two partners on the left, two partners on the right. Okay? For us to get there, be honest, how your life gonna be changed with extra $300 on a monthly basis for the rest of your life? It's gonna change my life. I don't know about yours. Every month, with a shopping annuity, two partners on the left, two partners on the right. Now, share the business. Why I put share the business to the third place is because prospecting recruiting basically is, I forgot the words now. It's gonna come up. What is the end of the sharing the business? Expanding distribution channels. It duplicate what you do. In business, you can't forget a word. Whether you produce productivities. That's why shopping annuity is more powerful now, because we change your productivity from 50 BV per month to what? 500 per month. Your productivity increased by 100 times. Your income will increase by 100 times as well. Okay, because if we pay you by the business volume. After you can you can produce, then we're looking for the duplication, that two partners. That's why customer comes first, retail comes first, shopping annuity comes before prospecting recruiting. Yes, you do multitasking, but which one comes first? Increase market shares. Increase market shares. That's another strategy of building a business. People leads to people. From one person in Flushing, now we have partner all over the place. Through what? Sharing the business. Sharing the business. You have no idea who's gonna show up in your organization tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. how. We're going to share the business. Build relationships. There were two buzzwords in the business, especially sharing the business. Relationships, appointment. Which one comes first? Obviously, it's relationships. Make new friends, increase your inventory by keep adding names on it. When we say adding names, we're not talking about whether this person qualified for Market America. It doesn't have to. You just purely just want to know him better, want to be a good person, want to be a nice person, want to help, want to just add names on it. Don't think too much. Make calls. You know, what's the reality? Think about it. People failed in the business simply because they failed in making calls. Do we all know how to make calls? Of course. Dial the number, making the calls. But when you're thinking about the prospect and recruiting, get new partners, the phone all of a sudden becomes 10 pounds heavy. You just can't lift it up. It's a psychological thing. It's not skill-wise. That's why we use call workshop to do the calls. Book appointment. On the appointment, you don't have to mention shop.com once again. You build up the rapport. And also, you are not building this business by yourself. Leverage your team. In my case, I leverage my junior partners. Many of them, Tom, Jiangting, Brian, lots of them did appointment for me multiple times. The prospect doesn't have to know I'm their senior partners. I identify them the way that they are my best leaders, best senior partners, best partners. Leverage the system. For every event we put out there is to help you to grow your business. First, for every tickets, first build yourself. Second, it help you to build your team. That's why there's no way, it's impossible you can make it in this business without show up at every event. It just doesn't work. Follow-ups, provide solutions. Don't hang up too much on the challenge, on the problems. I don't have time. No, yes you do. You have time. You're watching lots of TVs. I don't have money. What are you talking about? I just took a vacation. You have money. That's another way. I don't have time. All right, let's sit down. Let's work out your schedule. Let's find out. Maybe you have 2 hours here, 2 hours there, and then we can squeeze this business in. That's just the beginning. If you don't have the money, don't worry about it. We're going to find the money to start a business. Let's get busy. Let's start work. Start a partnership. This person's schedule. I really don't need this partner's money, but I need his time. I really need his time. As long as he gave me his time, we can work out the money. And when I say time, I'm not talking about 10 hours, 20 hours, whatever the time he has. But when we say time, we also talk about commitment. It's a business. It's a kind of commitment. Match up with his commitment. And bring him to his team and plug him into the system. We all want to belong to something bigger than ourselves. That's why after two-on-ones, you want to introduce him to your team. And you want to bring him to this bigger event. Let him see the whole bigger pictures. Finally, we want to talk about selling tickets. This is probably the most important things about selling tickets. What's the purpose? Let's understand the compensation plan first. You are paid by GBV / GIBV in this business. What does G stand for? Therefore, in Market America, you basically do two things. You create the business volume, you create the BV, and you create the G. You need both. If you only create BVs, that's what I said, you are the only one complete the shopping annuity quarter after quarter. But you are the only one. How powerful is that? Not much. You have a team, 100 people. Nobody produced nothing. 100 times zero. How much is it? So when you need both, BV, that's why you use products, build customers, complete the shopping annuity. That's a fundamental. And then you need more business partners to duplicate. And then create a producing team, not just a team, producing team. BV is searched all the way to infinities. It's 100% accrued and no breakaways. We are team for life. We are team for life, not just 2 years, 3 years. We are partner for life. It's a beautiful thing. That's why you want to build. Help partners to develop entrepreneurial mindset. They think as a business. We all market distributor. Guess what? Not everybody thinks this as a business. If you truly treat yourself as an entrepreneur, treat this as a business, everything I said makes sense. If you don't, nothing makes sense. Help partners to gain necessary skills. It takes skill to build a business. Help partners to build successful habits. Habits can make you or break you. Depends on what kind of habits you have. Nurture team spirit, promote partners. That's why we're selling tickets. We buy tickets, we sell tickets. We use ticket to grow team. We use ticket to pull everybody together. That's why we want the people to stay the same hotel, to ride on the same bus. Do I like the bus ride? No, I don't. But have to, no choice. Get your entire team educated to train so to max out the people power. Remember what we said, BV accumulated all the way to what? Infinity. If it's only accumulated to eighth generation, then selling tickets is not that important because I can't count Drayton's BV. Why I care about him, right? But now in this case, it's all the way to infinity. No breakaways. That's why building team is important. You want to max out the people power because my market already pay you the way. They give you that opportunity to max out. But you're not taking on it. Once again, we're all familiar with this company effect. How to sell the tickets? First, you have to buy it. Success 101 in Market America. Success 101 in Market America is when you see ticket, you what? You buy it. You don't ask who, what, when. You buy it first, then we figure out. What if I'm out of town? Then we still can work with your partners, right? Show up. Show up. Have regular home events. Have to have home events, home-based business. So you need a home events. Participate in the team events. Have your team events. And all these events, all these sit-down time, face-to-face time, and it will build up the momentum for your partners to take the meeting after meeting. One of the main purpose, we do that circle thing, is to move more tickets. And works very well for the people. You don't do that circle thing. after we have the habit of buying tickets, our team will duplicate us. That's why my eyes is always on the leaders. Do they have tickets? How many tickets do they have this weekend? How many they had last year? What are they going to plan to have next year? Only when we buy tickets, our team will follow. Our success is determined by our entire team's education level, not just mine, because 100% accumulation, average out, everybody's. These are the four result-producing activities. Now, that being said, I'm almost done. There are some activities do not producing results. Obviously, right? Have to be. There are result-producing activities. There's a result-producing, non-result-producing activities, such as complaining. You can keep complaining, your sponsor quit, or your sponsor is a jerk, never help. You can keep complaining, guess what? He will remain as a jerk. You were complaining, your team doesn't listen to you. They don't listen to you, they don't move. You can keep complaining, they will remain the same. That won't give you any result. Gossip won't give you any result either. Be careful where you put your mind on. What are you thinking in your mind? What do you put on the notebook? And what you execute out there in the field? What kind of action you're taking on? We grow through the process, but we paid by the result. We can't see which one is more important. You have to go through the process. I said at the beginning, all you lack probably is a discipline to continue take action until you see the result. You could do everything perfect, but still need time to see the result. So stay put. Four result-producing activities: sell tickets, sell products, share shopping annuity in the business. Now you realize I put a sell tickets on the first place. Why? When you, like we already said, market is a multitasking thing. You move the products, book the appointment, selling the tickets. We said the retail is a fundamental thing. And then we need to expand, duplicate what we can produce, then we prospect and recruiting. What ticket does is so you can continue produce those things. And also, if I sell tickets, I have customers, I do shopping annuity, I recruit okay, but I really not plug into the system because ticket doesn't give me BV. Okay, you just said result producing activity, so I may focus on retails, that give me BV. Sign up gave me BV, but ticket doesn't. However, you forgot, there's a people power back there. You can retail 1,000 BV every week, 5,000 BV every month. You can recruit 2 people every month. But if you don't show up at the events, you don't duplicate that. And I'm gonna bring my small little tiny team in the event, continue learn. One day I'm gonna outsell you, I'll recruit you, okay? If we put all that four activities, actually they only fall into 2 programs. Shopping annuity, bonus pool, and master UFO. Think about it, isn't it? That's it, 2 programs, no more, no less. You can't do just 1, you don't have to do 3, 2. But for you to have the discipline, have the drive, have the clear goal to continue doing that, you need a basic 5. All right? You need a basic 5. If you get this 3, success is yours to take. I want to wish everyone the best, and I will see all of you, some of you at Chinese Boot Camp, all of you at International Convention. Thank you.